Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
Bella Poldark by Winston Graham, read by Oliver J. Hembra. Book 1. Valentine. Chapter 1. The evening was loud and wild. Black, clumsy clouds were driving up from the north, lit at their edges by light from a sliver of moon. A few hazy stars speckled the patches of sky, but it was not dark. Even when the moon was quite gone, there would be some luminescence from the restless sea, because the longest day was still only a month past. Yet it did not seem like late summer. The sea drift was cold. The air was cold and noisy. The waves melancholy, as if waiting for autumn. A man was climbing down the cliffs half a mile east of Wheal Leisure. He was long-legged and firm-footed like a cat. It was not an easy climb, for though the rocks were of granite and would never break away, they were greasy in places from the morning's rain. He was bareheaded and wore some sort of tight black jerkin, rough barragan trousers, and light canvas shoes. He carried a bundle tied to his back. The last bit was the most difficult. If he jumped from 10 feet, a large sea pool barred his way. No doubt the water would break his fall, but he would be completely soaked, and the wind was cold for the ride home. And was the pool deep enough? A broken ankle would not be welcome. He decided to inch his way round the edge, and if he fell on his back in the water, the pool's depth would not be so important. He edged round, missed his footing, found it again, squirmed round a big projection, slid down 2 feet, jumped, and landed on soft sand. Satisfied, he got to his feet, moved to harder ground, took the bundle from his back and untied it. It was a riding cloak and a rolled-up black felt hat. As he put these on, a voice said,
"Good eve to you."
A tall, older man, taller even than he was. The climber dropped his hat, swore and picked it up, shook the sand from it.
"Judas God, you gave me a fright. What are you doing here?"
"It's always wise, isn't it," said the older man, "to get in the question first. What are you doing here? You are much further from home than I am."
"Did you know I was here?"
"No, just strolling."
"At midnight? You were not sleepwalking, cousin."
"I was strolling. Then I saw your horse."
"Damnation! I thought I well hid him." "But you could not recognize him. I only bought Nesta last week."
"Well, it was a nag of some quality, and not many people leave their mounts unattended in the middle of the night."
"And so you concluded it was me?"
"I thought it a possibility."
"And what led you to this particular piece of the beach, cousin? My footprints were washed away."